Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you.
Depression is a very serious condition. This class is not designed to be a cure-all for everyone, but it is hoped that it will inspire a more spiritual approach. Many times people with depression will feel helpless to change their current state, as though there is no point or that no one can help. Depression often follows anger and helplessness. We quite often are literally beating ourselves up. Many times people that suffer from depression are extremely intelligent, very sensitive and compassionate people. It is the sense of helplessness that parallels the same spiral people suffering from anger travel into resentment and stress-related illnesses mentioned in Class 22 on anger. This spiral is especially negative as it is a process of swallowing down or accepting negative energy into ourselves with no vent or route for it to later be transformed or released. Undealt with, this black hole spirals deeper and deeper until it eventually translates into all manner of mental, emotional, or physical illnesses, or ultimately to the point where the individual feels so powerless that there is no course except for the perceived ultimate cessation of this pain through suicide. From the spiritual point of view, nothing could be further from the truth. Ultimately, there is no solution to the acceptance of negativity other than its transformation through some form of positivity. We must recognize that depression, like any illness, presents itself as an imbalance. Some of us are genetically more prone, or perhaps our conditioning, the family and people around us, that makes it more likely for us to suffer from depression. Given all that, spiritually, all illnesses, all imbalances are curable, but we need to be wise. Let us use all the help we can from all science can offer, but realize that more than any other disease, depression is uniquely only ever permanently cured by our own efforts spiritually. Our friends, doctors, parents, and family have significant roles in inspiring that process. But in the end, we are infinitely more capable than we imagine of permanently healing our depression. We have said before that the cause of all suffering is lack of love, and of all happiness, the flow or giving and receiving of love. This is a crucial precept to remember in treating depression. Manic depression episodes can strike at any time. One might be working or picking up the kids, whatever it might be, and suddenly anxiety might begin to rise for no apparent reason. Mentally, all sorts of turmoil and noise might begin to develop. How do we become calm, focused, so that we might begin to arrest the rise of the negative turmoil, the anxiety, and finally depression? The simple answer is it is sometimes difficult to arrive at effortless meditation. It requires work to get to real silence. It is an act of faith to believe in yourself enough to know that ultimately you are responsible for your state of mind, that you can control you. For most of us, this is really hard work, and little successes need to be seen for the steps that they are to the ultimate mastery of our minds. Even more important, we must realize that our so-called failures are steps too. It might take us 99 times of falling off a bicycle before, on the 100th attempt, we ride it. All 99 steps are important. We are explorers, and we are charting places that we have not been to before. But the rewards are magnificent. It might sound simple, but to be in the moment opens the door to every ultimate joy in life. When we are imprisoned by our past regrets or fears of the future, we lock away the key to our real self, to our soul, and engross ourselves in the illusions of the ego. Real love, for example, real joy, can only be experienced in the now. Depressed people are often self-fixated, caught in regrets from the past or fears of the future, and never in the present moment. They are usually imprisoned inside their own egos. Sometimes, like martyrs, we feel we must swallow all the negativity inside and not show it, so as not to affect others, that we can handle it. But the reality is that we swallow it down with nowhere to go. We might also use language that accepts depression as a part of ourselves. We should continually reject it, even in our words. Instead of saying, "I am a manic depressive," transform it to, "I have the ultimate challenge of depression that I am in the process of curing." Or, "Sometimes I find myself working through depressive moments." The simplest cure-all to depression, if there is such a thing, is the cure-all to everything, and that is the flow of love. If when we are suffering from depression, we are somehow able to get to experience the purest love, then depression would be just a distant memory. If we were able to release the darkness and replace it with the ultimate light, love, on an ongoing basis, then a cure to our depression would be inevitable. So if you really believe that you are capable of permanently healing your depression, then go about the process of practicing the flow of love. You're never separate from love. You cannot escape it. It is your ultimate condition, your most natural condition. So work with love. Really practice it, not just a moment here and there, but really feel that you are offering love as often as you can. Perhaps do some volunteer work where you have to test your unconditional offering of love. Remember that the highest love is for the most people and animals in nature with the least conditions. And realize that for you to receive love is also your most natural condition, as the whole universe, really, is loving you at every moment. Look at anything with your heart for a minute or two, and you will feel love flowing back to you. Also explore yourself in meditation. See what is making you feel helpless to change. What is imprisoning you? Investigate it. Perhaps you feel there is someone or some situation that needs to change for you to be happy. Recognize that you are handing the power of your happiness to something outside of your control, which is not only incorrect, because your flow of love is the only thing that will make you happy, but it is also unbelievably unwise. See if there is someone that you have to forgive. Perhaps it is you. Perhaps you are hanging on to resentments or anger. It might even be with fate or God. Let it all go and focus on the flow of love. Mantra meditations and affirmations are also extremely powerful for someone in a depressive state. Whilst repetitive exercise such as walking or running will really help someone redevelop their mental strength and discipline utilized in meditation, whilst at the same time releasing the natural chemicals linked to feelings of well-being and contentment. Many studies emphasize the benefits of exercise such as regular jogging in treating depression. A fantastic Australian organization is Beyond Blue at www.beyondblue.org.au. Affirmations and mantras are probably the most powerful meditation exercise during times of crisis, such as manic depressive or anxiety attacks. Try to get yourself some time and space and try these affirmations. I am solely responsible for my happiness, and I choose to be happy by freely and unconditionally offering and receiving love. I am solely responsible for my happiness, and I choose to be happy by freely and unconditionally offering and receiving love. I am solely responsible for my happiness, and I choose to be happy by freely and unconditionally offering and receiving love. I am solely responsible for my happiness, and I choose to be happy by freely and unconditionally offering and receiving love. I am solely responsible for my happiness, and I choose to be happy by freely and unconditionally offering and receiving love. I am solely responsible for my happiness, and I choose to be happy by freely and unconditionally offering and receiving love. I am solely responsible for my happiness, and I choose to be happy by freely and unconditionally offering and receiving love. I am in the flow of 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 love. I forgive anyone and everyone that I have not yet forgiven. But in the future, I will not blame, so I shall never need to forgive again. I forgive anyone and everyone that I have not yet forgiven. But in the future, I will not blame, so I shall never need to forgive again. I forgive anyone and everyone that I have not yet forgiven. But in the future, I will not blame, so I shall never need to forgive again. I forgive anyone and everyone that I have not yet forgiven. But in the future, I will not blame, so I shall never need to forgive again. I forgive anyone and everyone that I have not yet forgiven. But in the future, I will not blame, so I shall never need to forgive again. I forgive anyone and everyone that I have not yet forgiven. But in the future, I will not blame, so I shall never need to forgive again. I forgive anyone and everyone that I have not yet forgiven. But in the future, I will not blame, so I shall never need to forgive again. Every negativity in my life has only one solution: to be made a plus by adding positivity. Every negativity in my life has only one solution: to be made a plus by adding positivity. Every negativity in my life has only one solution: to be made a plus by adding positivity. Every negativity in my life has only one solution: to be made a plus by adding positivity. Every negativity in my life has only one solution: to be made a plus by adding positivity. Every negativity in my life has only one solution: to be made a plus by adding positivity. I release all demands of anyone or anything, including myself. I'm safe and secure in the flow of love. I release all demands of anyone or anything, including myself. I'm safe and secure in the flow of love. I release all demands of anyone or anything, including myself. I am safe and secure in the flow of love. I release all demands of anyone or anything, including myself. I'm safe and secure in the flow of love. I release all demands of anyone or anything, including myself. I'm safe and secure in the flow of love. I release all demands of anyone or anything, including myself. I am safe and secure in the flow of love. The turning point in my life has come. I am open and receptive to living the life I love. The turning point in my life has come. I am open and receptive to living the life I love. The turning point in my life has come. I am open and receptive to living the life I love. The turning point in my life has come. I am open and receptive to living the life I love. The turning point in my life has come. I am open and receptive to living the life I love. The turning point in my life has come. I am open and receptive to living the life I love. The turning point in my life has come. I am open and receptive to living the life I love. In the following affirmations, you need to take a moment or two to fill in the blanks in seven places or seven things or seven people. I am grateful in this moment for these seven places. I'm grateful in this moment for these seven things. I am grateful in this moment for these seven people. Seven places. I offer love unconditionally to these seven things. I offer love unconditionally to these seven people.